Shall we pray? Lord, as your voice proclaimed Jesus, your beloved Son, we ask now that your voice would speak to us afresh from the scriptures that we might better be able to serve him in our lives, in whose name we pray. Amen. Would you like to have a seat, please? Well, the catch cry of our era seems to be of tolerance. You believe what you believe, I'll believe what I believe, and we'll all just get on and tolerate one another. Certainly over the centuries, intolerance has been responsible for great evils and injustices, whether it be racial or ethnic, sexual, social or religious intolerance. I guess you could say that pretty much all human wars and conflicts and disagreements and clashes stem from some form of intolerance and an inability for us to get along together. Over recent years in particular, there seems to have been far too many terrible examples of intolerance. There are those terrible images still etched in people's minds of planes crashing into buildings, or children suffering from chemical weapon attacks. More recently, trucks and buses being used to mow down crowds of innocent bystanders, political opponents being poisoned by their opponents, violent mobs trying to overthrow elections. Intolerance is a cruel and ugly side of what we might seem, or what might seem to us to be, normal human nature. If we're ever going to prevent some of these atrocities, then people obviously need to become more tolerant of one another. But what does it mean to be tolerant of others? Is it just a bland, uncritical acceptance of all points of view? Is it a kind of unthinking relativism that says there is no right and wrong, no better or worse, but people just are, and we need to accept that? I think that if the many religiously motivated attacks of recent years have shown us anything, it is that it does matter what people believe. Many have wanted to say that it just shows that we really should all be even more tolerant and accepting. But I think there's actually more to it than that. People might have misapplied the beliefs of their particular faith, but if these attacks have largely stemmed from belief, however poorly that belief might be understood, then clearly what people believe is important. In this morning's reading from Acts, we see another aspect to tolerance and acceptance, as we see the Jew, Peter, preaching the universal gospel message of Jesus Christ to the Gentile, Cornelius, and his household and others gathered around. Throughout the ages, the Jews have had a pretty rough time at the hands of just about everyone. But whether it was because of that or whether it was in spite of that, they themselves often became quite intolerant of everyone else. After all, they were God's chosen people, God's special people, a race that God had called to himself above all others. Time and time again, God gave them warnings about not becoming proud on account of this. He chose them, he said, but he chose them because of his great love, not because of anything special about them. And yet, they often did become proud. They looked down on and despised others. There were the Jews, and then there was everyone else, the Gentiles. Because of the Jews' special purity laws and food regulations, they often ended up not only not mixing with others for fear of defilement, but they ended up looking down on others as being unclean and somehow less than human. A Jew would never eat with a Gentile and certainly wouldn't be found eating the same kinds of detestable things that the Gentiles ate. And even at the most mundane level, I think we can all be a bit like that too. We all have our preferred ways of doing things, and that's fine, whether it be the times of day that we eat, whether it be, excuse me, how we celebrate significant dates and festivals, or whether it be how we conduct our Christian worship, whether we have hot or cold Christmas lunch, whether we raise our arms in the air to praise God or not, whether children call their parents mum and dad or by their first name. Now, in the end, none of these things is really such a great issue. But when our traditions and when our prejudices get so ingrained that they become an essential part of our being, then it's only God, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, who's able to sort out these matters of tolerance and intolerance. As it was between the Jews and the Gentiles, so in fact it is between all peoples. Years after the incident reported in Acts for us, Paul would write in one of his letters that we are all one in Christ Jesus. There is neither Jew nor Greek, by which he means Jews and the rest, slave nor free, male nor female. It's Jesus Christ who makes all the difference and breaks down those inevitable barriers of intolerance that seem to arise and divide people. I think it's a good thing to have public pushes for greater tolerance. Like, remember a few years ago we had the International Year of Tolerance. As long as people realise that it's only finally going to be through Christ that we can really find that much sought after peace and the removal of those walls of indifference, walls of difference between people. But I also think that people need to be clear on just what we mean by tolerance and intolerance, what those things are, and not to have unrealistic ideas or expectations about them. Some people think that the noble aim of tolerance simply means live and let live. Let others think and believe whatever it is that they want to believe, and I'll think and believe what it is that I want to believe. But that's not really tolerance. That really is relativism, where there's no right or wrong, only what's right or wrong for you and what's right or wrong for me. What was right for Osama bin Laden or the police shooters in Queensland recently or President Putin or countless others that we could think of, what's right is not really just a private matter for them that doesn't happen to suit me. It's not just that it's okay for them to believe what they want to believe and I'll believe something different. As I said, some people have looked back on the events of September 11, for instance, and said, well, we all just need to be more accepting. We need to be more accepting of Osama bin Laden and his ilk, and they need to be more accepting and tolerant of the West and their ideas. Well, that may be so, though we may well want to consider how far we tolerate many of the destructive policies, not only of the radical Muslim world, but also the destructive policies of the decadent West as well. But that whole point of view, that tolerance just means accepting all beliefs and viewpoints as equally valid, is shown up for the nonsense that it is by the countless atrocities that have been perpetrated in the name of beliefs. True tolerance is about accepting people for who they are and what they are, even if we might sometimes have to say that what they believe is wrong, as politically incorrect as that sounds to us. The Apostle Peter learned all about tolerance and acceptance when God called him to go to the home of a Gentile, Cornelius, to stay with him, to eat with him, but most importantly, to preach the gospel of acceptance to him. Now, you probably know this story fairly well, how God gives Peter a vision of all sorts of unclean animals, telling him to rise and kill and eat. Peter protests that he's never eaten anything unclean, and the vision has to be repeated 3 times until Peter finally gets the message. And immediately he's called to come to the home of this Gentile, and having learned his lesson from his visions, he goes. But what follows, I guess, could hardly be termed an object lesson in sensitive cross-cultural evangelism. You see, the first thing that Peter says when he comes to this large gathering in the house of the Gentile Cornelius was this. He says, "You're well aware that it's against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile or visit him. But God has shown me that I should not call any man impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objections. May I ask why you sent for me?" He's told that they want to hear the message that he has for them. And so he begins to preach the good news about Jesus to them in words of this morning's reading that we had read for us. He's realized that God shows no favoritism. God has called and accepts people from every race. And so, therefore, should Peter accept people from every race? God has opened up the way of relationship with him to people of all the nations. And so Peter needs to be ready to take this good news to them rather than expecting them to come to him. This is what tolerance and acceptance are all about. Peter recognises that there are cultural differences between people, but as far as their relationship to God, he realises that these differences make no difference. God accepts all people, no matter what they seem like to others. But this is not to say that tolerance and acceptance can simply happen uncritically, with no call for change. Peter says that God accepts people from every nation who fear him and do what is right. The acceptance is there for everyone, provided they honour God. God is not like some kindly old grandfather who at the end of the day will say to all the Hitlers and Osama bin Ladens and John Tongues, "There, there, never mind. It doesn't matter what you've done or what you've been like. I'm just a very accepting and very tolerant God." God does accept all people, but he does so through the good news of peace, which he sent first to his people Israel through Jesus Christ. Peter's whole message centres around the historical figure of Jesus and who he was and what he achieved for all people. He concludes by telling his audience that everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of their sins through his name. If Osama bin Laden had repented of his sins and turned to follow Jesus, would he be forgiven and accepted by God? Well, the answer from this passage and other parts of the scriptures is that indeed he would have been forgiven and accepted. The answer is yes. Our Heavenly Father is the great example of tolerance and acceptance. He calls everyone to himself, going to the great lengths of sending his only Son, Jesus, to die in order that people might come to him. God is not uncritical, but he calls all people to be made acceptable through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. with the terrible examples in the world of intolerance, examples that continue day after day, we as Christ's people need to be careful to continue to be truly tolerant and accepting of all people, and yet calling them to repentance and to come to God through God's great acceptance of them by coming to trust in Jesus as their Saviour and their Lord. Amen.